Diana Bassa, a special events administrator for the city, says 100% of the funds and goods collected will be donated to the communities in and around Alvin, Texas.
Mayor Uran, the Board of Public Works, City Council, we all felt it was important for us to show some support for Texas, and Mayor really wanted to find a community of similar likeness to the city of Crown Point, and so we did a little bit of research. We decided that Alvin, Texas, and the local areas surrounding Alvin were hit and affected significantly.
The city chose to adopt Alvin based on its similar downtown likeness and character and population to Crown Point. Bassa says Alvin suffered tremendous damage from the hurricane and is in desperate need of assistance. The city has set up a convenient system to donate.
We decided we have an account. It's the Crown Point Cares account at First Midwest Bank, where people can go and make cash donations or check donations written out to Crown Point Cares.
The Crown Point First Midwest Bank branch is at 1100 North Main Street. Tax-deductible online donations can be made online at cpcares.us. They ask that you identify Crown Point Cares in the message line accompanying the donation to ensure the donation goes to the correct place.
We have set up drop-off locations at some of the local churches in the area, and they're going to collect those necessary items for us, and then once they're full, we'll be able to contact Superior Petroleum, who has agreed to take the items to Texas for us.
Donations for the first truck will be accepted through Wednesday, September 20th. For more information, visit the City of Crown Point website. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.